This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
I'm going to shorten this game a bit, but it's kind of late.
So what are you going to say? Welcome to Captain Game Show. Rick, congratulations. You won. See you next time, everyone.
Hello, party people. When I say captain, you say game show captain.
Game show.
Yeah. Game show. See, that's all you have to do. It's just as easy to win the game. Do exactly what I say. My name is John Irons. I am the host of Captain Game Show. Let's meet our contestants. Chris.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Virginia.
Hello.
Rick.
Do you think Samuel L. Jackson gets triggered by the Baby Shark song?
So, Rick, Chris, and Virginia, as you know, are regular participants on the Cosmic Potato Super Fan Talk podcast. Sean is normally a guest along with them, but he wasn't able to join us tonight. He got picked up by the cops because they thought Cosmic Potato was a street drug. Really?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
That was gold.
I
know. And I appreciate it. Point to Virginia.
I knew it, Dad!
All the one with taste up in here. All right, so it's going to be a standard game of Captain Game Show, meaning there will be three full rounds of wordplay and or trivia games and one intermission improv where everybody makes stuff up and I decide how to score it. At the end of the show, there will likely be a winner of the three, and a fantastic time will have been had by probably one or two. All right. No.
You're
no.
Genius.
No.
Too late?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Round one.
I call this game Sit and Stay.
Fight.
It's actually a little surprising that I've never done this game before now, mainly because the writing on this game should be super easy, and I do like doing easy things. I will name a... Sounded bad. No, it's fine. I will name a person or a character. You tell me the name of that character's dog. Yeah. These are going to be assigned. I didn't mention it at the top of the show, but most questions will either be assigned, meaning I say which player I want to answer the question, or players buzz in by saying their name and then I call on them. In this case, they're going to be assigned. Let's see, I'm going to start with Virginia.
Okay.
It's the last benefit from you laughing at my joke. All right. Tell me the name of the dog for John Arbuckle. If you don't know
Odie.
Who...
Odie.
Correct. Rick.
Hello.
Arnold from PBS Kids.
Oh, shit.
Incorrect.
I never saw the show, and I have no idea.
Anyone want to steal it?
No.
Pal.
Oh. See, my oldest kid was just not the right age for that show, and my little girl has never found it.
Well, that's why I'm here, to spread the classics. Chris. The Grinch.
Max.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Thank God I got that one. Garfield and the Grinch, I get freaking Arnold.
Oh, well, then you're going to love this one. Virginia, Charlie Brown.
Snoopy.
Yeah. Bonus, if you can give me the name of one of Snoopy's relatives.
Chris.
Snappy?
Snappy?
Yeah. I can't remember.
Chris.
Spike.
Correct. Spike. God dang it.
Yeah. Chris, this one's yours. No, actually, I'm sorry. Rick, this one's yours.
Okay.
Penny from Inspector Gadget.
That's another show I never watched.
It wasn't very good.
Dynamite. No. I don't know.
No. Open to steal.
Can I do a weird Virginia. Advice thing? Okay, Virginia, you first.
I want to say this is also Max.
No.
No.
Hey, Chris, what were you saying?
It's a boy dog, right?
It is.
So I have a girl dog named Penny, and my name is Chris. So that's a girl named Penny, and she's got a boy dog named Chris.
Wow. Way to make the universe about you.
You've met me, right? Hello?
Her dog's name is Brain.
I also go by Brain, so I'm point sure for Chris.
That was Rick, so Chris, this isn't yours.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Virginia.
Yes.
Fred, Velma.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Yeah. Where are you?
Rick.
Andrew Garfield.
Are we still on speaking terms? All right. Here we go. Now, this is Doc Brown.
Einstein.
Yeah. Rick's on the board.
Good job.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Pee-wee Herman and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say Poochie. I have no clue.
No. Anyone?
I never saw that.
Can I get a bonus point being a dog? Can I get a bonus point for Doc Brown's other dog?
No, but I'm curious.
Copernicus.
Oh, yeah.
Einstein was in the 80s. Copernicus was in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you a point for that, yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
If it was something that I just didn't remember at all, then no. But I actually do recall that, so yeah. Pee-wee Herman's dog was Speck. Because he's like Spot, but he's very small. And running with the Tim Burton theme, whose question was the Pee-wee Herman one?
That was me.
All right, so Virginia. Jack Skellington.
Oh, God.
And add Pee-wee's Big Adventure to your list of movies you need to see, by the way.
I have seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, so I would think I would know this one. Bones.
Nice try, but no.
Entrails?
No. Chris, you want to take a random wrong guess?
Rex.
Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Did I get zero, or is the dog's name zero?
Yes.
Dog's name zero.
Rick.
Hi.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Dino!
Yeah. And Chris, final one goes to you. Tommy Pickles of Rugrats.
Can you give me George Jetson?
Sure.
Astro and or Tralfaz. But I really don't know the Rugrats one, so we'll say Penelope.
No. Anyone?
No.
Nope. Spike. I have seen a few episodes of Rugrats, but no.
Yeah. The dog was Spike. All right.
Of course it was.
I gotta say,
I know Reptar.
Yes. Not a dog, though. No. That went about as well as I would expect. Nice job, guys.
Round two.
Round two. I call this game Slow Balls.
Fight!
Or Slow Balls. That sounds better. I call this game Slow Balls.
Fight!
Either way, it's comedy
gold. Just fix the car and leave my private life out of it.
Yeah. This round was actually inspired by a recent episode in which one of the questions was a softball question. So much a softball, in fact, that I asked it one word at a time. So here's how this works. Be the first one to figure out what the question is, buzz in, and answer that question to earn the point. If you buzz in and answer a different question, you will not get the point. This is a bit experimental, so I think it'll work best if all the questions are under the same general category. So for tonight's fair, the very general category will be outer space stuff. That includes actual space as well as science fiction space. All of these will be super, super easy questions. Buzz in when you think you know what I'm asking. Try to get the point. I would do an example, but it would take forever. All right, so prepare to engage your inner search bar and autofill the question. Question one. Again, this is a buzz in. Who was the science officer?
Rick.
Rick.
Spock.
Correct.
Damn it.
Question two. From whom did Han...
Rick. Chris.
Rick.
Lando Calrissian.
Correct. What famous comet?
Chris.
Chris.
Haley.
Yeah.
Or Haley's, I should say.
Yeah. Whose son is...
Chris.
Chris.
Carl Sagan.
Oh. No.
Another son? Different son?
Whose son is Luke?
Rick.
Rick.
Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader.
Yeah. Next question. Whose sister is Leia?
Virginia. Yes, finally.
Virginia.
Luke Skywalker.
Correct.
The softest of the softballs.
Thank you.
Next question. Which planet is closest?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Mercury.
Yeah. All right. What country was Yuri?
Rick. Chris.
Rick.
Russia.
Yeah. What does the acronym...
Rick.
Rick.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Correct.
Wow. Damn it.
It's Office of Softballs. Next question. What weapon do Starfleet...
Virginia.
I'm going to call that a tie between Rick and Virginia. Give me 1 second. Virginia.
Pacers.
Correct. Next question. What weapon are Jedi?
Chris.
The tie between Rick and Chris. And Chris.
Lightsabers.
Yeah. Next question. What tool is the...
Chris.
Chris.
Sonic screwdriver.
Nice. Correct. Swing for the fences. Nice. Last question. How many elements does Bruce
Chris.
Willis Chris.
Oh shit.
Chris.
Five.
Yes. Oh. That was fun. Yeah. Okay. I'll add that to the roster. Alright. That completes round one, and that completes round two. So now it's time for an intermission improv. I think we'll do... I'll put it up to a vote again. Do you want an on-the-spot word game, or do you want to compose something for the end of the show?
I say word game.
Yeah.
Word game.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be a wordplay relay.
Test your might.
By which I mean that I will give you guys a general topic or category, and each of you in turn must give me an answer in that category that begins with the last letter of the previous answer. Someone says hat, maybe you say tunic, maybe they say cape. You know what? Yeah, let's do that.
We really have to do clothes?
You really do. Articles of clothing. Keep it clean. Nah, I don't care. Doesn't have to be clean. Oh, wait, I need to put some time on the clock here. Give me 1 second. I didn't think you guys were going to pick that. I thought you were going to do the other thing. All right. Time on the clock. And we're going to start with Chris.
Shirt.
Okay. Rick.
Tunic.
Virginia.
Camisole.
Okay. Chris.
Does that end in an L or an E?
L.
An L, I think.
Oh.
Lederhosen.
Right, Rick.
Nehru jacket.
Okay. Virginia, T.
Tank top.
Nice. Chris.
Pants.
Rick.
Slacks.
Virginia.
Skirt.
Okay. Chris.
Toga.
Virginia, did you say skirt or skirts?
Skirt.
Okay.
Toga. One skirt.
All right. Rick, A.
Apron.
Okay. Virginia, N.
Necktie.
Okay. Chris?
That's an E to me?
Yeah.
Crud.
Skip. Rick. E.
Eyeglasses.
Okay. Virginia. S.
Shoes.
Okay. Chris. S.
Scarf.
Okay. Rick.
Fur.
I'm assuming that's with a U. Doesn't matter. Virginia. Yes. Virginia. R.
Robe.
Okay. Chris.
I'm all about E, sorry.
It's okay. F.
Rick, E.
Elbow patch.
All right.
They're all jackets.
That's fine. It's fine. Virginia, H.
Hairpiece.
Chris, E.
Ermine cape.
Okay, Rick, E. Virginia.
Echolocation.
Virginia.
Dolphins wear it all.
E. Chris, E.
Oh, shit.
30 seconds on the clock. Earmuffs. Okay. Rick, S.
Slippers.
Okay. Virginia, S.
Spandex.
You know what? There's 2 seconds left on the clock. I'm not going to put you through that.
I'm so sorry.
No, well played.
All
right. X-ray specs. So. Yeah,
all right. Get back to the actual questions. Well, centers they are.
Final round.
So it's gonna be a short round. Yeah. Sorry.
There aren't many. Dr. Jones.
There aren't many questions in this round.
What, Andy? I love you.
Okay. I'm a best friend. Wow, that movie was problematic. Oh, round three.
At least. My favorite.
Mr. Dalek, life coach.
I love this game.
Imagine, if you will, that a Dalek has been reprogrammed and rehabilitated. It no longer seeks to destroy humankind, but instead wants to help every person live their best life. This Dalek understands compassion and humility, hopes and dreams, and is now a life coach. It gives advice based on common sense and what it seems you want in your heart. Unfortunately, its vocal hardware has not been updated, and so it still responds in 4-syllable words and phrases that end in 8. For example, if I were to say, "Dear Mr. Dalek, my neighbor and I aren't sure where his property ends and my property begins. We've been friends for years, and I don't want to make a big thing about it, but I think we should clearly define our borders, like with a fence or some other means. What do you think?" Mr. Dalek would say, "Delineate! Delineate!" I will read the questions of various people and or things asking Mr. Dalek for help. You respond in Dalek style, 4 syllables, ending in 8. We have done this game once before to moderate results. But moderate results is pretty much all I shoot for on this show, so we're going to proceed. These are going to be aside. Huh. All right. Starting with Chris. Dear Mr. Dalek, I made a whole lot of chicken salad last night, and it was really good. So I think I'll have the leftovers again tonight, and maybe I'll have some more tomorrow. What should I do with the chicken salad while I'm waiting to eat it? Should I just store it, like, on the kitchen counter, or should I do something to help keep it cool?
Refrigerate.
Right. Virginia.
Yes.
Dear Mr. Dalek, I am a fledgling stand-up comic. My actual jokes aren't that great, I'm told, but the delivery does go much better when I pretend to be a famous person. I do their voice, and do their hand gestures, and then I get a much bigger laugh. What do you think I should do to spice up my act, Mr. Dalek?
Impersonate.
Yeah. I'm going to let you deliver that line again. Give me some Dalek.
Impersonate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rick.
Yes, human.
Mr. Dalek. Suck up. I'm hoping you can relate to this. I'm a little flu virus, and I really want to spread myself around, like other people, maybe some surfaces, a drinking fountain, you know, whatnot. Should I keep trying to make people sick by getting myself on the things that they interact with?
Can you read that again, please?
Yeah.
I thought I had it figured out after the second word, and then you went somewhere else.
I'm a little flu virus, and I really want to spread myself around to a few people, maybe some surfaces, a drinking fountain, and whatnot. Should I keep trying to make people sick by getting myself on the things they interact with? Open a steel.
Proliferate.
Huh. Was that Rick?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Which means that if someone gets the answer that I wrote, they'll get 2 points. Anyone?
Germinate.
No.
I didn't think so.
Inoculate. That's not right, though.
Nope. Contaminate. Contaminate. Oh. All right, so Chris, this is yours.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Dalek. So, when I was a kid, I ran away and I joined the circus. And I was raised to be a juggler, but I don't like juggling. In fact, I really feel like my calling is in fortune telling. I can do crystal balls, and I can do tarot cards, and I can read palms and all of that stuff. But I feel like I'll disappoint everyone if I follow my dream instead of juggling. What should I do? I think I want to follow a career telling fortunes.
Yeah, I know. I'm blanking. Rick Steele. Yeah, I don't know why I can't get it.
Rick?
Prognosticate! God damn it, I knew it was... Ah, it was right there!
Yeah, that's it. Virginia.
Yes.
Hey, it's super dark in my room, and I am really finding it tough to see anything. I'm sure there's a light switch on the wall somewhere, but part of me feels like I should just train my eyes to see in the dark instead. Like, I'll bump into stuff, and I'll, like, injure myself, but, you know, what the heck? What do you think, Mr. Dalek? Should I bump around the room until I know my way around, or should I turn on the light?
Illuminate. I'm not good at that voice.
It's fine.
Illuminate.
Yeah, that's good. Better. That's good. All right. Last question goes to Rick. Dear Mr. Dalek, kind of voice I want to use for this one. Dear Mr. Dalek, I started out as a cloud. Then I condensed into rain and fell down into a river And that was cool. Literally. Then I froze. And that was even cooler. Well, me and my friends all melted a few days ago. And they're all like, dude, let's be clouds again. And then they started heating up and turning into gas. And they're trying to get me to go with them. But I don't know. I kind of like it down here. What should I do?
Evaporate.
Correct. All right. Yeah. I said I was going to keep it short, and I have. That was the last question of the last round. We did a live action intermission improv, so no points to add there. Give me one moment. It's a good game, guys. This is a super close game. All right. Final scores. Rick, 18. Chris, 16. Virginia, 17.
God, yeah.
Very close. Very close game, guys.
You win this time, Rick.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. All right.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you.
Well played, lady and gentlemen.
I thought you guys had me. I think the Dalek round saved me.
It did. That is correct. Actually, I was looking at it, I was like, oh shit, if I gotta do a three-way tie, please don't make me have to do a three-way tie. Alright, Rick, as tonight's champion, you win the first night rule of pitch, plug, promote. Is there anything you would like to tell our listeners about?
Yeah, find me on Twitter. It's ADM Marius. I'd love to talk to y'all about just about anything, because it's lonely there. And very, very mean lately, so...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. I would edit it out if I can, to make myself seem like a better person. But I don't think I can. Because I'm also a lazy person. Virginia.
You can find my Star Trek for Beginners blog at To Casually Go, and you can also find my podcast at, which is called Wait, You've Never Seen, on the Cosmic Potato Network.
And Chris.
Well, normally I'd plug my gig at the Quantum Leap Podcast, quantumleappodcast.com, but tonight I feel like shilling my own book. It's a novella called The Seeker. You can find it on my website at theflipside.com. It posits what would happen if a time traveler teamed up with an invisible man to defeat a genie. So check that out at theflipside.com.
That's awesome. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does.
Alright, so the first joke of the night didn't land that well. I have options. So this is what I could have said. Sean, and don't give me the fake. You're not getting points at this point. I'm just curious. Sean wasn't able to join us tonight. He just recently turned 40, so he's in a silver jumpsuit running for his life. No? Alright.
What? I kind of like that, but I thought it was 30.
Is it 30?
Talking about Logan's Run?
Yeah.
30.
Sean can't pull off 30. Alright. That's one.
No, unless he's a really good runner and he's been running for a decade.
Right. So normally Sean would be here, but he couldn't make it tonight because he stayed up very late last night defending the city, watching their stuff. So he's at home washing his tights.
Yeah. No. I don't get the reference. Batman. Tim Burton's Batman.
He's at home washing his tights.
Jack Nicholson's Joker said that. Gotcha.
I'm just going to end the episode. He's at home. He's washing his tights. All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you. And I'm sorry.
After credit bonus scene.
And so it still responds in four syllable words and phrases that end in eight. For example, if you were to say, actually, you know what? Let me see if I can find a better example. one of the previous ones. Wow, I have a lot of. I need to count how many questions I've asked on our Captain Game Show, because it's a lot. Mansplaining, Smokey Robinson, Will Robinson. Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway. If I were to say, "Dear Mr. Dalek, my neighbor and I aren't sure where his property ends and my property begins." How many elements does Bruce Willis?
Chris. Oh, shit.
Chris.
Five.
Yes.
Well done.